Welcome back to Voice of Unwavering Confidence. My name is Mola Ibeida. I know I've been gone for such a long time, but I'm back. This morning I'm going to be sharing with you guys a word that has been on my heart since August. I know that's such a long time to actually keep something to yourself, and I've kept it for a long time, been wanting to share, and then when I don't, I feel bad, and then I'm struggling to forgive myself for not sharing. But I'm gonna let it go. I'm finally going to share with you guys what this thing is. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for life. We thank you for the grace that you're giving unto us to see this beautiful day. We thank you for 2018. We thank you for how far you brought us. We thank you for the ups. We thank you for the downs. Most importantly, we thank you for still being able to be alive today. The gift of life is one that we cannot buy from anywhere, but yet you gift it to us every day. Father God, we ask that as we go into this message, whoever it's for, I know it's for me largely, and I am receiving it. I have received it. But whoever else that needs to hear this, I pray that you help them to receive it, to act on it, and to move ahead. Help us, Lord, to end 2018 victoriously, and help us survive into march into 2019 as champions. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So I'm going to be talking about showers of blessings, and honestly, I got this word at a program that I went for when I went to Nigeria in July, but the program was in August, I believe, or maybe end of July actually. And it was basically about a flood, being flooded by blessings and good things that happened to us. I had a point in my life where I would say I went through a phase, I guess. It was a time where I was writing exams, I went through a breakup, and all of that stuff. It seemed like a long period, and it seemed like, oh my God, everything is crashing in, and things were not going well. But I can say to you that honestly, that was the time that I spent time with God, because I had no choice. I actually had stuff to pray for. And at that point in time, that was my only source of strength, and I knew that I had to go to Him. And I didn't realize that sometimes it's when we're suffering, it's when we're going through hard times, that we actually find it easiest to go to God and to spend time with Him, until things turned around and, you know, I passed my exams, I got a good job, I still had my other job and my business, and then I got engaged and planning a wedding and all of that. And gradually I realized how these blessings, these showers of blessings that came upon me in such a short period of time, kind of drew me away from God. I was spending less and less time. I'm still struggling. I'm spending less and less time with God. I can probably count how many times I recorded Voice of Unwavering Confidence compared to how much I did when I was going through the hard time, quote unquote. I lost the passion that I had for some things that I had set my hands upon in that hard time, so to speak. And at some point I started feeling bad, and anybody that knows me knows that I'm trying to get rid of that title of being chief in charge of feeling bad. But yeah, I was feeling bad, and this guilt came upon me, and it didn't make things better. It only drew me farther apart. I would think of recording, which is part of the reasons why I've had this in my heart for such a long time, and I haven't gotten myself to record it. But I know that I cannot go into 2019 with this attitude. I don't want us to be in a place where we keep on praying the same prayer points. We shouldn't carry the same prayer points from this year into the next year. And honestly, apart from this, like, just because of the time I've spent away from God, it's only made it harder for me to open up to Him about my weaknesses and to help me out in things where I'm struggling in. And I'm seeing a lot of pride. A lot of things are just, you know, becoming more obvious to me. And sometimes I question myself that, was it just because I wanted the blessings? Is that why I was close to Him in the first place? Or did I genuinely have a true hunger and thirst for Him? It makes me think. I know that people out there who had once had a time of drought, so to speak, a time where they probably didn't have a job, or they were struggling to get into a program in school, or they were just waiting on God for something. And now you've been blessed with that thing you've been waiting for, and all of your attention is diverted into that thing. Your energy is put into that thing, and you barely even have time to spend with God. And then you start to feel guilty, and then the guilt only takes you farther away from Him. I just want to encourage you that at some point we need to cut it out and do what we need to do. It's hard. And I've actually found out that it's harder to spend quality time with God when all things are going well than when things are bad. It's a true test of whether you truly and genuinely love God. We have to always remember that although things are good, the things of this life are fleeting and they're only passing away. And it is only our salvation that actually truly never passes away. We have to make sure that we're always meditating on the word of God, and that we're living to please Him with every single thing that we do. The way I like to think about blessings is we sing, you know, we shout, we want showers of blessings, we don't want messy drops, we want showers of blessings, like that hymn says. And then if we don't know how to let those showers of blessings evaporate back in terms of our praise, our worship, our service to God, then it becomes a flood and we start to drown in this flood. Things that were supposed to be good start to wash away, start to erode. Things that were bearing fruits start to tie out due to erosion from flood. I don't know, that analogy is very real to me in my mind, and I hope that somebody is able to relate. And even if this is just for one person out there, I finally let it out of my chest. I've shared. This is very personal to me, and I hope that you take this better than I took it. I took it and I started feeling guilty. I started finding it hard to forgive myself, that started thinking, oh wow, so I really liked spending time with God because I wanted this and this from Him. I don't want you to receive this word that way. I want you to let the Holy Spirit minister to you and take the next necessary steps. Do what you need to do. Don't let the blessings that God has put in your life take you away from Him. And I'll end on that note today. Let us pray. Thank you, Jesus, for this word. Thank you for the grace to finally share with your people. I am not perfect. I have so many flaws. And these have been keeping me from recording and sharing this word with your people. But I don't want to keep this word in my heart even till the end of this month, because it only hinders me from sharing other things that you put in my heart. I hope that this word ministers to someone out there and that you touch their hearts and you help us, myself included, to let go of guilt and to lay hold of that which you have laid hold of us. Your word continually reminds us that you do not love us because of the things that we do, because they don't come to you as a surprise, but you love us because of who we are. And we are yours, we're children of God. God, we pray that you help us to have deeper and deeper understanding of your word. We pray that you help us to spend quality time with you, even in our busy schedule, to carve out time to spend with you. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you guys so much for listening in on today's episode of Voice of Unwavering Confidence. I hope that you have been blessed. And stay tuned. Hopefully, I will be recording some more before the end of the year. And I pray that I'm more consistent. Guys, please pray for me. Whoever listens to this, please actually pray for me. I really do need to be consistent with this. Anyway, have an amazing weekend. Have a blessed Sunday. And God bless you. Bye.